Let's feel into the body in our chosen postures and just be aware that we're here. How do we know we're here? We know we're here because we can feel body sensations. We can feel the feet and our bottoms in the chair or cushion bench. We can feel our hands. Sense of the torso, clothing next to the skin. You can feel our heads nicely balanced on our necks. Maybe sensations of hair or glasses, skin, air touching skin. And we can know we're here through breathing. We can take some nice, full, easy breaths. Really releasing down through the out breath and feeling that lovely release, letting go all through the body. And engage with that again, full breath. And releasing. And one more time. And letting the breathing be just as it is. Letting the body be just as it is. Letting the sounds and thoughts and emotions that show be just as they are. Can we resolve to have a friendly awareness? To open to things as they are, to meet the moment fully and to meet it as a friend. Nicely rooted in a sense of body and body breathing. We can notice all the different experiences as they show. Particular sensations in the body. Whatever is salient that draws your attention, we open to them. And rather than pushing them away or wishing they were different, we remind ourselves it's actually easier to just be mindful of these sensations, to hold them in a friendly awareness and watch how they change. It's easier. It's easier than grasping and pushing away. As we feel into different sensations as they show, we can make mental notes of them. Relaxing, pulsing, tight, pressure, buzzing. And watch how they change. We can remind ourselves that regardless of what we might think about the body, it has its own agenda, its own unfolding, and it can't be otherwise. And it's easier to be mindful than to push away, than to get lost in problem solving and fixing and wishing it were different. Letting the awareness be wide, taking in the whole play of life in the body as sensations come and go. We can include noticing the breathing as we feel into body and all the different sensations coming and going in this wide field of awareness. As we notice sensations and name them, we might just remind ourselves, oh, of course, there's this sensation, even if we don't really know what of course means. We can say of course as a way of allowing ourselves to be mindful. Let the sensations show, have their life, and fade. Of course, can't be otherwise. And that, of course, is rich with compassion. And so we might engage with soothing touch to ride through any challenging sensations. Of course, as sounds arise and draw our attention away from body breathing, we can open to them, the pleasant, the unpleasant. Watch how they come and go. Can't hold on to them. Can't push them away. Of course, these sounds. We resolve to just be mindful of them and not in a fight. So too with whatever thoughts and emotions show. We notice them, we might name them, feel them. Let them move through. Of course, these thoughts, these concerns, this drifting of the mind. It's just like this. And rather than being upset about them, we go, ah, yes, of course. And we resolve to just be mindful of them. And so in this wide awareness, be sure to feel nicely anchored in body and body breathing. Can we let all experiences be welcome? Can we just be mindful of them? Reminding ourselves it's easier to open with mindfulness to life than to fight life, to try to fix it in unskillful ways. That doesn't mean we don't care for things, take appropriate action. And plans along those lines may arise. That's okay, you can note them. Engage with them when the practice is over. There's a little insight. Resolving to just be compassionately mindful of whatever arises in our experiences. resolving to abide in the wisdom that knows life is much bigger than our will to control it. And if there's something that has arisen that has been troubling, it's showing up in body, heart, mind, some way or another, resolving to respond to it rather than react to it, resolving to approach it with mindfulness and kindfulness. Trusting the wisdom and the compassion that is available in our practice.